This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is going back to nature. She joins us now to detail two big events this weekend that involve the natural world, indoors and out. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So tell us about Discover Wild New Hampshire Day. This is a comprehensive event.
Yes. So this is an event. The Fish and Game Department has been holding this for about 25 years. And this is kind of a bunch of different things at once. It's an Earth Day celebration, kind of a kickoff to the spring season, and a chance to learn about all different kinds of groups and activities that are outdoor related, whether you're into like hunting or fishing or, you know, nature watching or hiking, kind of everything.
Now, it was interesting to reading your story. Upwards of 5,000 people show up a year, each year for this event. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's lots of chances for you to get up close with some animals. And
yes, there are. So there are going to be groups there. The capital area beekeepers, for example. So you can, I guess they have a hive that's kind of specially made so you can see what's going on inside the hive. The New Hampshire Falconers are going to be there, a chance to see some of their birds. They're going to have actually live animal demonstrations, I guess, inside the building. Most of this takes place outside, but one of the organizers was saying, don't miss the live animal presentations. They're really cool. They're happening kind of in the middle of the day. And then just, you know, also lots of things for kids to do. They, you know, pretty much everything is free. They have some food concessions that require money, but everything else is free. So they really want this to be a fun family day. Well, you know, for families of all sizes. So people with little kids or, you know, just singles interested in, say, learning more about hiking or something.
So there's a big educational aspect to this.
There is. And, you know, in addition to kind of outdoor programs, they also have some conservation programs, things about, you know, conserving water in your home. They have some you know, electronic and alternative fuel cars that are electric and alternative fuel cars that are going to be there. Get a look at a Nissan Leaf. I think they're going to have one of those on display. So kind of all aspects of the natural world.
Okay. So the Hippo has a piece this week for those whose tastes run a bit more exotic. This weekend, the New England Reptile Expo is taking place. So any Godzilla-like creatures at this event?
You know, I didn't actually have a good sense of what a pet reptile looked like or how big they were. And I was talking to one of the organizers. And so the expo is going to take place at the Radisson in downtown Manchester on Saturday. And he was saying that if you're interested in as reptiles as pets, there are kind of three good starter animals. There's the corn snake, the leopard gecko, and then the bearded dragon. None of these guys get super big, and they're all pretty happy in a 10 to 15 gallon tank. And but they're relatively happy. And, you know, a kid who's, you know, pretty responsible could take care of them without a whole lot of extra effort.
Yeah, no litter box.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So you can learn a lot about lizards and other reptiles at the expo, I suppose. But, I mean, what if you really are hoping to grow something that's going to take out a small city like a Godzilla?
Well, you know,
any advice?
They are going to have bigger reptiles there. He said one of the really fun things about shows like this is you get to go and see kind of what's new in terms of what breeders are coming up with. A lot of it has to do with the color of these animals. So you might get to go, you know, maybe you're not interested in buying a giant python, but they might have some there on, you know, that you can get a look at.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays with details on events happening in the Granite State. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.